thank God,
amen,
the Father of our Lord Jesus Christ,
amen,
which is also our Father because we are in the Lord Jesus Christ. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is the word that is coming from heaven today, revealing us as a corporate son. Praise God. God sees the world as his son.
Amen.
God sees the world, God sees the son, but you can only be absent of this reality in your mind. And when you're absent from this reality in your mind, you suffer many things. So it says, for God so loved the world that he has given his only begotten son, that whosoever believes in him, whoever can comprehend this testimony, whoever can believe this report, will not perish but have eternal life. Because in reality, the world is already perishing. I told you the things that happened in the days of Noah are things that are actually present. It's a present tense occurrence. People are already sinking and dying off. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
People are already perishing. It's just like taking a fish out of water. When you take a fish out of water and leave it, what happens? It might move for some time. It might seem to have some activity and life for some time. But eventually what happens is that the fish dies off. And as it dies off, it rots and it begins to smell. It's a gradual process. So death is a continuous process. Praise God. Even after the body has left, after the body has fallen apart, death still continues. It's a bottomless pit. It does not end. Death is continuous. That's why the word that came to Adam was that in the day you eat of that fruit, dying, you will die. It's a continuous process. Dying does not end when you leave this body. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's continuous alienation from the life of God. And once you are not connected to God, once you are not connected consciously to the knowledge of the Son, you are already in death. So God has so loved you. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And he has given us today the revelation of the Son. He has given us the Son. Praise God. He has given us a body.
Amen.
So that we can fellowship in that body, worship in that body, walk in that body. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And we are guaranteed eternal life. We are guaranteed the totality of God's blessings as long as we walk in this reality.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Now something, you know, rang in my mind today that I said I should share with the brethren. The voice kept on coming to me, cease from man. Cease from man whose breath is in his nostrils. For wherein is he to be accounted for? This book of Isaiah, chapter 2, it says, cease from man. Cease from man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Before these verses, you see a series of disasters, a series of breaking down, a series of tribulation. See the series of problems in the world. Then suddenly God says, cease from man. Praise God. Cease from man is actually the gospel that was even handed over to Abraham. When God told Abraham, take your son, your only son, and take him up to that high mountain and sacrifice him. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
In doing that, what was to happen is that Abraham was to lose that heir to everything that he had. Abraham was to lose everything if he lost that son. And Jesus Christ said one thing, that you must lose your life. Yourself, your life. And what life are you losing? It's your human life.
Mm-hmm.
It's what you taught yourself to be as a human. Now God is revealing to us today that the problem, every problem we ever had, is because we conformed ourselves to becoming human beings. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Now, what is a human being? A human being is the creature of the dust. Remember, Jesus Christ says, I am from
above,
you are from
beneath.
Now, that beneath is where Adam went to in the transgression. Now, you know, the Bible is full of, you know, you just follow, gradually you get to understand the language you are speaking. See, the Bible speaks about Adam. When Adam was cursed in the transgression, what it says that dust you are,
dust
you will return. And I can assure you that the glory of God is not dust. See, what happened is that Adam, from that moment, started to walk as a mortal man. That dust there speaks of the earth. It speaks of the earth, of that which is terrestrial. Dust you are, dust you return is the is a continuous conformation to the earthly. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It is carnality. Carnality. Living according to the flesh. The lust of the flesh. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
That is what happened. That is what Adam started to walk as a human being, as a flesh and blood creature, and he forgot his origin in the Son of God. He forgot his origin in the Father's bosom. He forgot his origin in light. Praise God. Adam was disconnected in his mind. He forgot that he was born of the incorruptible seed of God. Adam forgot that he was spirit, like the Father is spirit. See, but Adam became terrestrial, and this is something that has happened to every man here. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. The glory of God is in the heavens. See, God will not give his glory to another. Praise God. So when we walk contrary to the image of God, which is pure spirit, we actually walk in another identity, and we lose out on the glory of God.
Hallelujah.
Praise God. But today, through the revelation of Christ, and of course Jesus Christ is not a man. You remember when the word came to Mary, it says the holy thing that you shall born, he called it the holy thing, shall be called Jesus. He's not a man. Jesus is not a flesh and blood being. See, he's not somebody with blue eyes, long hair, with white robes flowing and all kind of things. See, Jesus Christ represents spirit, a celestial man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
These are the concepts that have, you know, blinded the eyes of the understanding of religious people. When they kneel down to pray, they imagine they're praying to somebody with blue eyes, you know, long hair, sitting down on one chair in heaven. Now, this is a reality. See, these are idols that we have formulated in our minds that God is breaking them down. Praise God. All these things have to be put under our feet. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So that we can reign in life once more.
Amen.
Hallelujah. So you see, God is now revealing to us our true identity. He says, cease from man. From the moment man started to feed from the knowledge of good and evil. Listen, these are not hard things. They are very simple. Eh? It's good when you hear these things, make the effort to just read and listen again and study. It's available for everybody. Amen. They are not difficult. Praise God.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You know, a fisherman, some of these people like Peter in the Bible, these are ordinary, they were fishermen. They were not schooled people. Of course, we had Luca. Luca was a doctor. But you know, it was a mixture of people. See, we learn by the Spirit, not by our educational background or anything. Doesn't matter. Praise God. You know, some people say that the things I preach are too intellectual, too big, and it's not true. They're very simple spiritual language. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So, cease from man. It means God is trying to tell us, stop walking as terrestrial beings. See, today he has given us the spirit so that we can walk as him. Praise God. No more with the human spirit. Is it 1 Corinthians or 2 Corinthians? It talks about two spirits. Praise God. There is the spirit of man and the spirit of God. See, the spirit of man knows the things of man. And what does a man know? What we eat? What we wear? See it? How will get a partner? See it? How we enjoy in retirement? See it? How we do things? That is what a man thinks about. See, a man does not have insight into the things of God. See, the mind of man is synonymous with the mind of Satan. What did Jesus Christ say to Peter? Get thee behind me. Thou dost not know the things of God, but the things of what?
Men.
Of men. So you can see the knowledge of Satan is actually the knowledge of men. See, the whole world we live today is a web of Satan. It's under the spell of what? Of Satan. John's 1 John, it says, the whole world is under the sway of the wicked one. Everybody, eh? We're talking of both religious people, church and everything, and all this, it's just all the same. It's one web of ignorance. Satan. And what is Satan? Ignorance of God. See it? That's why Jesus Christ says, flesh and blood has not revealed it unto you, but my Father who is in heaven. Flesh and blood has not revealed it to you, but my flesh and blood is the natural mind, the natural man. Amen. You see what God is bringing us to a higher dimension, so we don't live like just ordinary people who die off. Praise God. He says that what? He says you are gods, but you know you shall die like what? Men. Why is he saying so? Because you walk in a wrong way. You are walking in a way that you are not supposed to walk. And today the gospel is all about coming to revive his sons and bring them back into the light. See, God does not have time to punish anybody or to kill anybody or to destroy anybody. His work is to get his sons out of hell. Praise God.
Amen.
So cease from man. Praise God. Cease from man is the word today. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Only by ceasing from man can we enter through the eye of the needle into God's realm. I'm going to show some interesting things today in the Bible. And I believe that we're going to walk out of here today walking and confessing the name of the Lord.
Hallelujah.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's just a matter of knowing. Amen.
Amen.
If you want to talk of your guilt of sin, guilty conscience of sin, God has already washed your sins.
Amen.
You are already forgiven. Eh? Somebody says he made a mistake yesterday. I did something wrong yesterday. Will God forgive me? But God is saying what? I have already what? Yeah. The blood of Jesus is an active agent that is always working. The blood of Jesus cannot get exhausted on anybody. It's always working. Amen?
Amen.
Always working. So, to begin to declare that you are walking in the name of the Lord, you just have to understand that the Lord has made it so.
Amen.
Praise God.
Amen.
And you must take it. Paul says that you must press in. Press in. That means take it by force. Jesus Christ says, the kingdom of God suffered and the violent what? Take it by force. You have to take it. It's yours for asking. Praise God. Quickly turn fast. The book of, well, I'm going to read different versions, but you put on to Mark chapter 10 verse 17. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
The title of this message is Cease from Man. Praise God. Understand that Your prayer is to be found in Him. That's the focus of your prayer. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
I'm going to read from three versions, because the story of this story is in Luke, in Mark, in Luke, and in Matthew. The story of the rich man, or the rich ruler, who went to Jesus to ask how he could inherit eternal life. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And Jesus Christ speaks about passing through the eye of a needle. Now this is a very, very important lesson, because even the disciples were overwhelmed when they heard Jesus speak. They asked, who can be saved? And the answers of Jesus were very, very mystical as usual. Praise God. And very interesting for our edification. Praise God. Now listen, I'm going to read from the version of Luke chapter 18. Don't turn there, because there are a lot of verses. Luke chapter 18 verse 18. And a certain ruler asked him, saying, "Good master, what shall I do to inherit eternal life?" Mark 10:17 says, "And when he was gone forth into the way, there came one running and kneeled to him and said, 'Good master, what shall I do that I may inherit eternal life?'" Now I want us to understand that this is a ruler. Obviously this is a scribe and a Pharisee, a religious man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Somebody who was noted, because the Luke version says a ruler. Another version says that, you know, this man came to kneel before Jesus, and obviously he was a pious person. Good by human standards. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And look at what Jesus Christ says. He says that there is what? If it goes on, the reply of Jesus was in verse 18. And Jesus said unto him, "Why callest thou me good? There is none good but one." You hear that word one? Well, these words are very heavy words. There is no one good but one. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And that is God. So Jesus Christ was saying that he himself as a man, there was no good thing in him. Don't call me a good man. Praise God. There's no such thing as a good man. That's why at times when people come around, start looking at peeping at other people, looking at what other people are doing, I tell them they don't know what they're up to. If you are still looking out, watching out for somebody with wings and white robes and the halos on the head, that means you will never arrive. Praise God. When you want to go into God's world, your mind has to be focused on God's kingdom. You don't look left and right. You don't look at people. God didn't call us to judge people or to. That's not our own
concern.
Ours is just to do the will of God. The world will judge the world. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
So Jesus Christ declares there is only one good. Praise God. So now already this shows that as a man, we are all disqualified from inheriting eternal life. Nobody is worthy. Say, all have sinned and all. He didn't say some. He didn't say some have come short more than the others. What does it matter? Some have come shorter than the glory than the others. Some have more nearer than the glory than the others. All have fallen short. All have sinned and fallen short of the glory of God. And when you know this, you just, you learn to shut up. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Let's go on. Of course, this man still thinking that, you know, there was something as a good man. See, look at what it says. It says, "Thou knowest the commandment." This is verse 19, Mark chapter 10, verse 19. "Thou knowest the commandment: do not commit adultery, do not kill, Do not steal. Do not bear false witness. Defraud not. Honor thy father and mother. And you know, the other versions talk about love thy neighbors as thyself. And all the longer lists and all that. But it's the same components of the Ten Commandments. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
And the man's response to Jesus in verse 20 was, he answered and said to him, Master, all these things I've observed from my youth. This was a very pious man. Praise God. He had observed all these things superficially from his youth. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
He has observed these things superficially from his, but he had not understood the mystery of the kingdom. Because when you read the Ten Commandments according to the letters, all it teaches you is moralism. And moralism cannot get you into God's kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
When you read the Ten Commandments, all it teaches you is how to improve yourself as a man. See, but God has come now and told us that as a man, there is no hope. No man can inherit God's kingdom. No man can enter in through the gates of the New Jerusalem. That's why it says you must lose your life. Praise God. Are you listening?
Yes, sir.
No good man. There's no such thing as a good man. In fact, it was when Abraham put the child to kill the child, which is talking of the killing, letting go of the old man, that the Lord swore by himself that because you have done this, blessing I will bless you. And listen to me, when God says blessing I will bless you, the Bible says he swore by himself. He swore by himself. You know what? You know this language, you cannot understand it except by the Spirit.
Yes.
There's a communication that you will hear that you can understand it only when if it's given to you to understand. Because when God says he swears by himself, he was telling Abraham that, look at me, take me. He had given himself to Abraham. Of course, Abraham didn't get it. That message is for us. That time they didn't get it. He told her, blessing I will bless. Now what? When God says I will bless you, you know what Paul says? He says he has blessed us with every spiritual blessing in heaven. Every. He didn't say some. He talks about the anointing without measure. He talks about the totality of everything that is God's is given to us. Why? Because we have denied ourselves to lay hold on his life. So you can't have yourself and have God.
No way.
You must choose. That's why it says, choose you this day who will you serve. You want to continue as a man, or you want to walk in the name of the Lord? Praise God. And there's a secret. God told Abraham, your seed shall possess the gates. What is the gates of your enemy? Hell and death. Hell and death. It means that hell and death will not prevail against you. Upon this revelation, will I build my church, and the gates of hell will not prevail. Death has no power over those who seek refuge in the name of the Lord. This is our exceeding great reward. Amen?
Amen.
The very life of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
So this, we're going back to this story of this good man, religious man. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Jesus Christ has already mentioned one. There is only one that is good. You see, the Ten Commandments is actually fulfilled by those who walk in the Spirit. And I'm going to teach you a language today in the Spirit. When you hear the poor, see, the poor man, the rich man. The poor man is the man of the Spirit. The rich man is the man of the flesh. Is the earthly man who has gathered, you know, so much unto himself in this outer realm. But the man of the spirit is regarded as this poor man. But the secret is that the poor man is the one that inherits everything. You know, Ecclesiastes says that there is somebody that looks as if he does not have anything, but yet he has everything. And there's somebody that looks as if he has
everything. And yet he doesn't have anything.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So let us understand the communication of the Spirit. Jesus Christ looked at him and said, "One thing thou lackest, go thy way, sell whatever thou hast, and give to the poor." Praise God.
Yes.
"And thou shalt have treasure in heaven, and come, take up your cross and follow me." Now, I told you, what does it mean to distribute to the poor? Yes, it's to lay your life at the feet of the Spirit. Start to live by the Spirit. See, Jesus was speaking to that man, "Leave your earthly work as a man." Now, this is a man that had gathered so much unto himself. It could be your knowledge. It could be your knowledge as a woman, a fine woman. Amen?
Amen.
It could be your knowledge, religious knowledge. Praise God. It could be material riches. Do you know a beggar on the street who doesn't have a dime can be bloody rich in this sense?
Yeah.
Have you seen a proud beggar before? What? You've not seen a beggar that gives you something and he throws it back at your face? You've not seen the wickedness in the heart of a man. I'm telling you. What I'm trying to say is that, you know, riches, a rich man is the man of the flesh. Praise God. Jesus Christ, in the message to the church in Laodicea, said that you think that you have become rich, but you don't know that you are poor and miserable. Look at Adam. When Adam was tempted, what actually drew Adam to eat of that fruit is the lust of this world. To be wise, to be rich, you know, to be intelligent. He wanted to gather the wisdom of this age unto himself. And in doing so, he lost out on the glory of God. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
What we simply have to do, brethren, today, first of all, like Paul, let us pray that I may know him. Because you see, the revelation of Christ is what matters more. When you begin to understand what Christ is, praise God, he begins to lift you out of the marrow clay. Now, the marrow clay is your life in the flesh. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
You see the prayers of the saints when it says, "Deliver me from my enemies," and all that kind of stuff. You know, we pray against other people, but we don't know these things are is against, you know, this enemy of the flesh. And you know, yes, you know, in Africa now, when you pray against your enemies, you pray against your neighbor. Praise God. I've left that level long time ago. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So you have to pray. When you look at the prayers, is to deliver you out of the illusion of the man of the flesh. Praise God. Is to grow higher in the things of the Spirit. Praise God. Is to grow higher in the knowledge of the Son of God that you are. That's what prayer is all about. When you have that, every other thing follows you.
Amen.
Amen. Haven't you seen people? I remember, what's her name? Evita Perón. You have great people that have passed this world, who had riches, people who are beautiful, people who had fame. But see how they just disappeared in a moment. Praise God. You know, and you seem to understand that people don't seem to learn. People don't learn from other people's. Have you observed? People don't. Mankind never learns. Mankind is hypnotized. There's a type of hypnotism over mankind that he cannot see. He doesn't know what he's doing. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So we're very grateful to God that we have this mystery of the kingdom.
Thank you, Jesus.
See, we have to let go of everything. Letting go of everything for Christ means that I have to dedicate my whole life afresh to living on account of the Spirit, living on account of the Lord, letting go of my knowledge to have His knowledge. Praise God. And it starts right now with our minds, the way we think, the way we observe things, the way we perceive things. We have to change the way we see things. It's very important. Praise God. And if you see, it goes further on and on. Jesus Christ speaks about, you know, when Jesus Christ made this statement that this guy has to distribute all his goods, you see, look at verse Mark chapter 10, verse 24. And the disciples were astonished at his words, but Jesus answered them and said unto them, children, how hard is it for them that trust in riches to enter into the kingdom of God? It is easier for a camel to go through the eye of a needle than for a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. Now, the rich man, like I told you, is the man of the flesh. It's a terrestrial man. See, the eye of the needle is only spirit that can pass through it.
Of course.
See, see, no man with our luggages and our knowledge, we cannot pass through the needle, the eye of the needle. See, praise God.
Amen.
You know, ironically, you know, Paul writes that we came into this world naked, and we leave this world
naked.
Praise God. See, we still have to live it. It's easy folly. The thing that you're holding on to, you still have to live them. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So why don't we leave everything right now for the knowledge of Christ? Amen.
Amen.
Why don't we leave everything so that we can enter in through the eye of the needle? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Enter in back into God's kingdom. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Entry in through the knowledge of Christ. Praise God. Now look at what it says, verse 26. Look at look at it. Verse 26. Mark chapter 10, verse 26. And they were astonished out of
measure.
You know what? That means they were amazed. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Saying among themselves, then who can be saved? Now look at what Jesus Christ says. Oh, hallelujah. Jesus Christ beheld them and said unto them, with men
it is impossible,
but with God
all things are possible.
Hallelujah. In the version of Matthew says, in the version of Luke, is it Luke? 1 minute there, please. Okay. I just read Matthew or Mark.
You
say
Matthew.
We are
Mark
now.
You say
version. Okay. And in the version of Mark, it says, and God, Jesus looked upon them, looking upon them, said, with men it is impossible, but with God, but not with God.
Yeah.
For with God all things are possible. Now look, understand this language here. It says with men. What is it? As a man. What is it? As a man, it is not.
It's not possible
to enter through the eye of needle. Say, but as
God. As God, it is possible.
Praise God. That's what it means. Now, you remember Noah? You remember, Enoch? What happened? Bible says that Enoch walked with
God.
God.
And he was what?
No more.
Now, walking with God is not meaning that when it means you walk with Him, it means you walk in the name of the Lord. Walk as the
Lord.
That's what it means. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It says in my name, in my name, in my name. What does it mean, my name? That means you are walking in that identity, the I identity of the Lord. The identity of that one. That's the one that says there's one that is good.
Mm-hmm.
Praise God. The whole focus is on that one. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
With men, as a man, you cannot enter into God's kingdom. With men, It is impossible with God. And no one comes to the Father except by me. I want us to understand today, we have a privilege. God has given us the key to life today. There's nothing that is lacking anymore, because the secret of the ages has been unveiled before our very eyes. What Christians try to do is to enter in as good men by works. Mm-hmm. As good men. But today we are entering in by revelation light. When God shines his light on our path to lead us back to Zion, that light is actually revealing the identity of the Lord within you. Who do men say that I am? Who do men say Dora is? Who do men say Trevor is? Praise God.
Hallelujah.
This is what he came to reveal to us today. Once you can answer that question properly, you are rest assured of entrance into God's everlasting kingdom. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
It's very important. Now let us round up here, because go down to verse Matthew chapter 19 verse 29. Or excuse me, you just say Mark first. Mm-hmm. Mark chapter 10 verse 29. And Jesus answered and said unto them, verily, verily, I say unto you, there is no man, now look at man, that has left house, brethren, sisters, father, mother, wife, children, lands, for my sake, and the
gospel,
the good news, the revelation. Hallelujah.
Yeah.
But he shall receive 100-fold now in this time, in this world, this present age, houses, brethren, sisters, mothers, children, lands, with
persecutions.
Haven't you seen some of it already? And in the world to come,
eternal life.
Now, eternal life is the life of God. Eternal life is only with God. Eternal life is the very life of
God.
Only God possesses eternal life. And that is our inheritance throughout all eternity. Praise God. Now, the Matthew account, it says that he adds these things at the end of it. It says that, but many that are first shall be
last.
And the last shall be
the first.
Now, we're going to round up here again, because God is reminding us of something. God created everything perfect, without flaw in the beginning.
Amen.
Praise God.
Hallelujah.
God did not create you with a problem, with a lack. God did not create you as sickless. God did not create you as miserable people, but God, you are actually creatures of himself. You are actually the manifest image of God. You are actually an instance of God being manifest. Praise God.
Mm-hmm.
But the thing here is that God is spirit. Amen.
Amen.
God is not a material being. And he's saying here today that the only way to get back into life is to rediscover your beginnings.
Amen.
He says that the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first.
We're
seeing the Alpha and the Omega thing here being mentioned. We are seeing that same thing. I am the beginning and the end.
Mm-hmm.
You are seeing God is revealing to you your true immaculate state in him before this world was. He says, before this world was, you were in me. See, you are partakers of this glory in me before this world was. Hallelujah.
Amen.
But today it is being brought to light once more by the gospel.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
And how can we get back to that place? Is by awakening from the earth. Awakening back from our slumber. Because when we walk as men, we are asleep. When we walk as ordinary mortals, we are what?
Asleep.
We have to awaken back to the fact that we are in the same category with the Creator. We are one with the Creator. We are the co-creators of this with the Lord. Oh, praise God. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
I hope today has been a bit simple.
Amen.
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 Praise God. We are co-creators with God. And God wants to lift us back into that realm. So he says, cease from being a man. Praise God.
Amen.
And now begin to once more exercise yourself in godliness. Occupy till I come. Amen.
Amen.
You know how you can occupy yourself till he comes? Occupy yourself in this mystery. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Till he's unveiled in you, till he's completely seen in you. Exercise yourself in this revelation. Cease from man. Begin to see things like God and walk in the realm of God. Hallelujah.
Amen.
And there's a price to pay. We've seen the price. Letting go of the terrestrial to have a hold on the celestial.
Amen.
And as you do this, those that persecute you are actually those who don't understand, who think that you're out of your senses. And what they do is try to help you and correct you and to bring you back on track. You see it? But God is in control. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
So just thank God for this word. Cease from man is the word for the hour. Cease from man whose breath is in his nostril. Praise God.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. Cease from man and begin to partake of the eternal life of God. Amen.
Amen.